This Front Page podcast is brought to you by Ford and Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling.
On Thursday's Front Page, the judge in the first civilian trial of a Guantanamo detainee barred the prosecution's star witness from testifying. That's a setback for the government's effort to build criminal cases on evidence obtained in CIA interrogations overseas. New York City wants to bar food stamp recipients from buying sugary soft drinks. And an answer to one of the great murder mysteries of horticulture: what's killing off the honeybees? I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says a federal judge barred prosecutors from calling the star witness in the first trial of a Guantanamo detainee. That reignited the debate over whether the government can prosecute terror detainees in civilian courts. Judge Lewis Kaplan said the witness couldn't take the stand because investigators first found out about him while questioning defendant Ahmed Galani at a secret CIA camp. Galani's lawyers say he was tortured there. In Washington, Attorney General Eric Holder seemed to play down the importance of the ruling. He says it applies to only one case. Also on Thursday's Front Page, the U.S. is trying to calm Pakistan's anger over a helicopter strike that killed three Pakistani soldiers last week. Pakistan reacted by closing supply lines into Afghanistan. Now the Obama administration wants to defuse tensions over other issues. One is defining exactly what role Pakistan will play in neighboring Afghanistan's efforts at reconciliation with the Taliban. In China, complaints about dishonesty and fraud are widespread. Students cheat on college entrance exams, and scholars promote fake research. Times correspondent Andrew Jacobs says recent revelations have been especially troubling. The former head of Microsoft in China falsely claimed he had a doctorate from Caltech, and after a plane crash killed 42 people, officials discovered that 100 pilots from the airline's parent company had falsified their flying records. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants to bar poor people from using food stamps to buy soda and other sugary drinks. The ban would continue the city's anti-obesity campaign. The city can't impose it without permission from the Agriculture Department in Washington, which runs the food stamp program. Military scientists and civilian bee experts have figured out what's killed millions of honeybees in the last few years. A fungus, tag-teaming with a virus, apparently interacted. Exactly how that double whammy kills the bees is not clear, but there are signs it happens when bees' nutrition is somehow compromised. Roy Halladay of the Philadelphia Phillies pitched a no-hitter. It was the first in postseason baseball since 1956. It carried the Phillies to a 4-0 victory over the Cincinnati Reds in the first game of their division series. It was Halladay's second no-hitter of the season. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
The Front Page podcast is brought to you by Ford and Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials their number. With Sync, you'll never miss a call, and you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Thursday's Times, the cleanup began in Hungary. Red sludge raced through four villages after an industrial reservoir gave way on Tuesday. 16 square miles were covered in the muck. Now residents are waiting for officials to release an analysis of exactly what's in the mud. It was a byproduct from making aluminum. It could contain heavy metals. In Washington, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case involving anti-gay protesters who picketed a military funeral. The father of a fallen Marine sued members of a Kansas church who picketed his son's funeral. They claim God is punishing the U.S. for its tolerance of homosexuality by killing U.S. soldiers. Their lawyer told the justices the protest was protected by the First Amendment. Here in New York, there's talk that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will kill a planned Hudson River Tunnel project. The $8.7 billion tunnel has been on the drawing board since the 1980s. New Jersey pledged $3 billion before Christie became governor in January. He hasn't said whether he's backing out of the state's agreement on the tunnel. The new health care law is taking effect. Thursday's Business Day section says the Obama administration is trying to defuse resistance from companies like McDonald's by issuing special waivers. The waivers permit coverage below the standards set by the new law. The administration hopes to head off insurance companies that have threatened not to sell certain policies. McDonald's went so far as to say the new regulations could force it to take away workers' existing coverage. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments on the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.